Wisconsin's Department of Transportation is moving forward with rebuilding part of Interstate 94. That part runs through Milwaukee's west side. But as Jonah Chester reports, community members and environmentalists worry the project could undo years of efforts to clean up the Menominee River and safeguard neighborhoods along the expressway from flooding.
So what are we going to be doing here today?
We are watering.
We are watering the plant?
Yes.
It's community cleanup night at Milwaukee's Valley Park, and Ann Bowie is trying to wrangle about a half a dozen neighborhood kids. She's assigning them jobs for the evening. Some get mulching duty, some are in charge of watering the flowers. And she also deals with the occasional labor dispute. West of Valley Park runs the Menominee River. To its east is the valley, also known as Pigsville. And Interstate 94 forms the southern border of the neighborhood. Many Valley residents have lived in the shadow of the highway since this stretch of the road was built in 1963. Now the Wisconsin Department of Transportation plans to add two lanes to a 3.5-mile segment of the highway, and the valley falls right in the middle of that project. Bowie and her neighbors worry that expanding the road could disrupt their lives and pollute their community.
Look at these kids. There's like a 3-foot child there with a lung system that is already fragile and already probably compromised from living in houses with lead dust. So it's bad enough that we have the freeways that we have here, but why are we gonna spend, 5 years probably building more?
The expansion of I-94 will add about 29 acres of asphalt to the road. That's more than 20 football fields worth of land that will no longer be able to absorb water. Neighborhoods along the highway, and especially those that are near the Menominee, have struggled with flooding in the past. Valley Park was actually built in the early 2000s to protect nearby homes when the Menominee floods. And residents say it's worked. Peggy Falsetti recalls a time when children would play in standing water when the Menominee River surged over its banks.
And things used to be different. I mean, I remember waking up one morning and the water was all the way up to 39th Street.
But other neighborhoods aren't as lucky. Many neighborhoods south of I-94 near the Menominee still face a high flood risk during severe storms. More households in those neighborhoods also face challenges like having older homes and lacking health insurance, things that make recovering from flooding harder. The State Transportation Department says expanding the road will increase runoff, but officials won't develop a plan to address that until the final planning stages. Cheryl Nen is with the Milwaukee Riverkeeper. She says their approach won't allow for community input.
There's been a lot of, really serious work to deal with flood management in the watershed, and that work continues. This type of a project, is going to make it harder for us to achieve our goals for clean rivers.
Milwaukee has its own rules for planning to minimize runoff in a project's early stages. But as a state agency, Nen says the Department of Transportation isn't bound by those rules.
It is frustrating because they acknowledge there's pollution. They acknowledge that there's a litany of different things they can do to minimize that or ameliorate those impacts, but they don't commit to anything.
The Wisconsin Department of Transportation declined an interview for this story. In an email, a department spokesperson said they try to minimize environmental impacts in all of their projects. Back at the Valley Park cleanup, Janet Haas says she's worried about how the expansion will impact the park. The community puts a lot of work into maintaining it, and residents think of it as the heart of the neighborhood.
Who is going to benefit? Because it's not going to be us. The soil is going to be crummier, more polluted. We worked on this park. Why should we give it back?
Haas says expanding the interstate closer to the park could undo all of their work. Jonah Chester, Wisconsin Public Radio.
If you can please show Logan.